On Mother's Day, Paramahansa Yogananda offered his homage to the soul of his own mother. He said, "I loved Mother as my dearest friend on earth. Her solacing black eyes had been my refuge in the trifling tragedies of childhood." Following tradition here at Mother Center, today we set a picture of Master's mother in a place of honor in the reception hall. As I mentioned, for Guruji, Mother's Day was more than the commemoration of the unconditional love of his mother. It's also a day to honor the Divine Mother in every motherly heart. Guruji's message to mothers: be proud that Divine Mother took your form. Feel how blessed you are that it's Divine Mother's love which flows through you when you love. But mothers should not limit their love to only their own children. As a channel of Divine Mother, we need to give unconditional love to all. Guruji said, "The mother who looks upon all God's children as her own is no longer a mortal mother. She becomes the mother immortal." I love this statement from Guruji. It's so powerful. Think what you can do from an ordinary woman to Divine Mother, and why not? The Universal Mother made you in her image, and you should manifest that image by bestowing on all beings her illimitable love. For those of you who are mothers, I bow to you. A gift of a child brings such love and joy. And at the same time, it's hours and years of patience and sacrifice. In addition, family dynamics can be rather complex and changing, requiring at times more flexible roles. Some are thrust into the role of single mother or father. It isn't easy. Some young parents are choosing more flexible roles. I'm always touched when I see a couple walking, and it's the dad who has the infant in a carrier on his chest or pushing a stroller. Sometimes in the early morning, I've seen a young dad bleary-eyed from lack of sleep, probably up in the middle of the night taking care of his charge. That's good. Not the lack of sleep, but the outward expression of both father and mother by the parent. All of us have both the Heavenly Father and Divine Mother within us. Master explains, every father and every mother is potentially endowed with both the fatherly wisdom of God and the motherly tenderness of God. When Master thought of his guru, Swami Sri Yukteswar, he saw the sternness of a father, the kindness of a mother, without the weaknesses or blindness of either. And we've heard stories of Master in his relationship with his disciples. He expressed qualities of both father and mother, and he still does so today. So for all the men in the audience and the women who aren't mothers, today's message is for you also. All of us can and need to become channels for Divine Mother. Guruji taught, if children would reflect on the love shown by mother, they would want to give that kind of affection to all the children of the world. May all sons and daughters, Guruji said, who have been nurtured by a mother's love, be themselves filled with a mother's affection, which is unconditional love, and then express it toward others. Thus, Master says, we can solace the world with peace. Master explains, the purpose of mother's love is not to spoil us with indulgence, but to soften our hearts, that we may in turn soften others with kindness, freeing struggling souls from the hard knots of bondage to this world. Kindness frees struggling souls from bondage to the world. But what if the relationship with your mother was not that great, maybe even non-existent? It doesn't matter. We can all imagine what we want our relationship with Divine Mother to be. And when we connect with Divine Mother, we can experience not only the love that we crave, but a more profound love than we ever imagined. At the same time, we need to work toward forgiveness in those relationships that weren't ideal. There's a chant, "Take the dust of each one's feet, serving mother where she sleeps." What does that mean? It doesn't say, take the dust of only the kind and loving ones you meet. Take the dust of each one. If we truly believe God is in each soul, then we need to work towards seeing Divine Mother in every soul, being detached enough from hurt and disappointment to give love. If you can't deepen a personal relationship, and sometimes you can't, you can visualize the individual surrounded by Divine Mother's love and light. Master said, "Those who are helplessly shackled by sin and dire difficulties need our tenderness and love." I want to emphasize that doesn't mean we need to be a doormat. Guruji also clarified that even a man who practices ahimsa, nonviolence, has a right to hiss. Stand up for what is right, all the while recognizing that love is the greatest power in creation. But what if your relationship with Divine Mother feels distant? You know Divine Mother is here, but maybe you feel unworthy. Wherever we are, doubts and insecurities with a list of mistakes and poor choices, right now, it's the perfect time to deepen your relationship with Divine Mother. She's waiting with open arms. Sri Dayamata speaks beautifully of her relationship with Divine Mother in Enter the Quiet Heart. She said that the relationship with God as mother is so sweet. A true mother loves, forgives, and is loyal to her child, no matter what his errors. And we can approach Divine Mother as her child and claim her love as our own, regardless of our merit. God cherishes each soul. What does cherish mean? To protect and love dearly. Dayama said, "The Divine Mother is attentively concerned for our welfare and delights in our happiness. Who is more eager to be with the child, to give solace and joy, than the loving mother? Remember this when you are calling to God." When Master was a young child, day and night, one prayer possessed his heart. Do you remember what it is? "Mother, do you love me? Mother, do you love me?" After intercession from Master Mahashaya, Guru, now remember, Guru is a boy at this point, Guru went into deep meditation, and Divine Mother appeared. Master asked, "Are you the Divine Mother?" Her sweet voice, he said, replied, "I am." Then Master cried, "Mother, do you love me?" She replied, "Always have I loved thee. Ever shall I love thee." Then Master went into ecstasy. He said, "Oh, what joy I felt! Such great ecstasy, I experienced a oneness with the love in everything. I experienced a oneness with the love in everything." How can we experience that oneness with love? What does it take? What did Guruji say? Day and night, one prayer possessed his heart. It takes persistent yearning, longing, a real soul call from the heart. "Mother, I give you my soul call." If we mentally repeat God's name, a prayer, a chant, an affirmation, with enough repetition, it goes into the subconscious, and that's good. The mind will keep churning that thought. But to be most effective, it needs to go deeper. It has to be a call from the heart. Guruji counseled, when you sit to meditate, pray to God unceasingly. Tear the silence with your longing. There it is again, longing. Cry to God as you would cry to your mother or to your father. Where are you? You made me. You gave me intelligence to seek you. You are in the flowers, in the moon, and in the stars. Must you remain hidden? Come to me. You must. You must. Guruji said, with all the concentration of your mind, with all the love of your heart, tear at the veils of silence again and again. As constant churning brings hidden butter out of milk, churn the ether with the ladle of your devotion, and it shall produce God. As constant churning brings hidden butter out of milk, churn the ether with the ladle of your devotion, and it shall produce God. But what if you don't feel yearning for God? Well, the first step is we need to start developing a more real relationship with God, where we talk to Divine Mother sincerely. Whatever is in your heart, maybe you have anger and fear, whatever it is, Divine Mother understands. Have you ever had a conversation where you couldn't get a word in edgewise? In our conversations with Divine Mother, it's fine to pour out your heart, and often we have a lot to say. That's fine. Don't forget, though, to give a little time for her response, to feel her response. So, the first step is develop a more real relationship with Divine Mother. Second step, meditate using scientific meditation techniques such as given in the lessons. The science of Kriya Yoga helps everyone, even if you don't have a relationship with God, because it helps to still the body and mind, and then you touch the soul. Sri Dayamata gives a beautiful visualization. Think of someone you have loved very much. For Guruji, it was love for his mother, which was beautiful, noble, and pure. He revered her. But it can be any sweet, loving relationship. Concentrate on the wonderful moments of that relationship. And when love wells up in your heart, immediately put your mind on God. And think in those moments, you created this wonderfully loving being. All this love comes from you. Thank you, Divine Mother. Gradually, we cultivate a love for the love behind those we love. Keep trying and don't give up. When you don't feel devotion, keep asking Divine Mother to help you, to give you more devotion. Go on praying to her every day in meditation for as long as it takes. So we start developing a real relationship with Divine Mother, and we meditate using scientific meditation techniques, and we can include that wonderful visualization. Next, outside of meditation, continue practicing the presence. You know what practicing the presence is, right? It's turning the mind inwardly toward God. It can be prayer, affirmation, a chant repeated mentally again and again until the whole consciousness churns with that one thought. When we faithfully practice, often when we least expect it, Divine Mother responds, and then we realize how very near she is. Dayamataji said, how wonderful it is to have that kind of relationship with Divine Mother, in which you feel she is never absent, even during times of trouble and stress. When you have cultivated that closeness, you can talk to her about anything and feel her sweet response and assurance. On one occasion, Guruji said, "While others waste their time, meditate, and you will see that in meditation that silence will speak to you. Give my mother a soul call. She can't remain hidden anymore. Come out of the silent sky. Come out of the mountain glen. Come out of my secret soul. Come out of my cave of silence." Master said, "Everywhere, I see the divine spirit manifesting in form as mother. Water, condensed, becomes ice. And so, invisible spirit can be frozen into form by my devotion's frost. If only you could see the beautiful eyes of the mother that I beheld last night." Guruji said, "My heart is filled with joy eternal. The little cup of my heart cannot hold the joy and the love that I behold in those eyes, looking at me, sometimes smiling." Then Master said to Divine Mother, "Oh, and people call you unreal." Divine Mother smiled. Then Master said, "It is you who are real, and all things else are unreal." And the Divine Mother smiled again. Then Master prayed, "O Mother, be thou real unto all. O Mother, be thou real unto all." Let us take a few moments now to deeply pray for our family, for the members of Guruji's spiritual family, for those in need of God's help and who have requested our prayers, and let's especially deeply pray for greater peace and harmony and understanding in the world. we'll now have our healing service. When we practice the healing service, we either rub the hands together or we rotate them in a circle. And as we do so, we visualize God's energy flowing in through the medulla oblongata into our hands. And then we raise the hands and we chant Om, sending that healing energy out to all those in need. So let's practice the healing service. Heavenly Father, Thou art omnipresent. Thou art in all Thy children. Manifest Thy healing presence in their bodies. Om. Heavenly Father, Thou art omnipresent. Thou art in all Thy children. Manifest Thy healing presence in their minds. Om. Heavenly Father, Thou art omnipresent. Thou art in all Thy children. Manifest Thy healing presence in their souls. Now let us raise the hands and chant Om, sending vibrations of peace and harmony throughout the world. Om. Heavenly Father, Mother, Friend, Beloved God, Jesus Christ, Bhagavan Krishna, Mahavatar Babaji, Lahiri Mahashai, Swami Sri Yukteswar, our Guru Paramahansa Yogananda, saints of all religions, I bow to you all. Divine Mother, may the memory of Thy presence shine forever on the shrine of my whispering devotion. May my love for Thee forever burn secretly in the temple of my heart. And may I be able to kindle love for Thee on the altars of all hearts. Om. Peace. Amen. May God and Gurus bless you all.